Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The greatest limiter to the greatness of God is a small mind. And of course, the scripture teaches so beautifully that we are transformed by the renewing, not of our heart, but of our mind. And when I was never a part, like I said, I was in Oklahoma City. It was a larger church in Robert's Rule. And business meetings, even though I had it in seminary, I was really never a part of anything like that. And to be honest with you, I didn't know exactly how to run a business meeting effectively. And I was in there like, hey, we've outgrown, we need more coffee. It's not brewing fast as we should. Of course, they get a committee together and table it for 30 days and come back and $300 and something. And is there anybody have any comments? And that's when the lady was like, well, I just don't feel comfortable with the word bun on it, and I was like, it doesn't say buns. It just says bun. I just couldn't believe that was real. But that's really the battle that you have, because people are always excited about reaching people for Christ until you start reaching people for Christ. And then the changes have to come. It was difficult. It was very difficult, but it was also worth it.
So that first year, did you bite off a fair amount of skin on the inside of your mouth?
I did, and lost a lot of hair. And no, it was difficult. As a matter of fact, what I would consider the core of that church, when we made the transition between two campuses to the gymnasium, we lost 11 of those what I would call original families. But we still have many of our original at the 31. We still have six of the 31 that still regularly attend, serve, sing, faithful. Brewing coffee and continuing the vision of reaching the last, lost, and the least.
Shannon, I want to ask you about, there's a quote in your book that says, leadership is resisting the urge to settle. And I think that's a great line. I remember a pastor that I had for years said, if everything you do works, you're not being creative enough. So what I'd like you to do is just, when you showed up, did you consider yourself like this ferocious leader, or did you show up as a pastor that wanted to love people? Because obviously this thing needed a lot of leadership.
I wasn't trained in seminary on leadership. I wasn't coming to the church saying, okay, we need to do this, this, and this. I did exercise just a couple of things that were very important to me, and one was, we're going to reach people for Jesus. We're going to communicate the gospel, and we're going to build great relationships. And in doing so, that obviously created an inertia of need, which then brought leadership and the gifts that God had put inside of me out. And we began to navigate through some very unique waters in rural America, from people driving, 50, 70 miles to be a part of a life-giving church in a very rural area to, how do we adjust this? How do we do technology when there's, low bandwidths and so forth? And so that leadership gift just kind of began to manifest in a greater way, and now we just continue to navigate through unique waters as we continue to grow and watch God bless.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.